Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's been 32 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I am asking myself, what do I know? I know there's power in praise. I know that praising God in all things, everything, that God can use all things to flesh us out, to become the full person that he's created us to be. I know that Josie was given more, and thus she is more. I know that by the grace of God, Josie is healed. And I know that with praise and surrender and the prayers that God has filled her, she's been given more, so she is more because God has led her to a full self. Josie will talk about the old Josie and how the old Josie might react to something. And she'll talk about the new Josie and her new eyes and new way of seeing her life. Josie has been reborn. I know that God will give us stuff. It's stuff that we will have to grow. He loves us too much not to give us growth. But he also loves us way too much to leave us there or to leave us alone in challenging times. God is with us in all times. I know that there is a real difference between telling someone something, some news, something you have to impart, and delivering a message. Because one, the first, will inform. But the other will transform. A message to be delivered is powerful. Because in a message, you have something to offer, to give, that is a vital truth, this message. And that is what God is calling me to do, to share what I have seen, to testify to what I have been given. I know that a human endeavor, something we think we should do or can do or feel inclined to do, becomes anointed when God blesses it. You'll see the difference. You'll see the blessing on your actions will become something more. And what is really wild is it can come in the most unexpected times and places. So I'm now going to share my story for this week. And it's a story of the three P's: praise, power, and poker. Yep, I went to my brother's home to play cards with my three older brothers and my younger sister. As siblings, we get together and we play some cards and we share. It's a wonderful time of fellowship and just being together. When we do this, we'll bring a prize, a door prize or two. And what happens is if you get the three of diamonds, now you all know the card, the special card, you win that door prize. Whether you win the poker hand or not, when you win the door prize if you have that. And so people will take things that they think others would enjoy. My brothers are sports nuts, and so there will be sports memorabilia, figurines and basketball cards and you know, a football and things that have significance in the sports world. There might be a antique or something someone has picked up that they think someone will enjoy. There could be food items. It, for me, I was going and I took some stuff. I hadn't been out, had had a little bit of a cold, and I took some stuff that I had here at the house. And I put them in a gift bag, and I went to the poker game. In that bag was something a little different than our normal door prizes. A few things I had taken were normal. I took a bag of gourmet popcorn. I had a lottery ticket here, and but I also had something else, something where I felt a nudge to do an endeavor, as I had said earlier. When it came my turn to offer a door prize and the three of diamonds, it came up. I started with some of the other gifts, but then I held in my hands that on the next time I was giving as a door prize this daily devotional. The three of diamonds came, and what happened next was really, it was extraordinary. My one brother won it, and he took it. But my other brother, who was sitting beside me, said quietly, "Where did you get that?" And I was surprised, and he said, he would like to have one. And then he said these words: "With the things that I am seeing in my life, it is wrong for me not to be reading this." So many things about that phrase, those words he said, struck me. He is seeing the working of God in his life. His eyes have been open. He also wants to be reading God's word. He wants to be reading and sharing this particular devotional. It has a reflection, but it's then underneath it has the scripture for the reflection for what the author based the that day's message on. So the one brother wanted to give it to him right away, and he said, "No, it was yours." But I told him I would be at his door the next day with another copy because I have them at home. And after I did that, just propped it up at his door with a note, I got a text thanking me so much, and him saying that he shared with his daughter that he had gotten that, and she said, "Yes, I have the exact same one and read it every day." It's just so mysterious how God will use you to deliver a message that he has for someone. You don't know that. You're not, you just don't have that level of awareness. But what my brother needed and wanted, God was providing, and doing it in such an unusual way that here was going to be this book that he was craving and that God had messages for him, but it was going to come to him in by getting the three of diamonds. Not even getting the three of diamonds, right? That was my other brother. But by this card game, he was getting what God had for him. And that is us being open and leaning in to what God is showing us. I want to do what God is calling me to do. And I know that, where did I have that? If you look to the Lord, his strength, and seek his face always, that's 1 Chronicles 16:11, that's what you'll find. What is it that God wants me to do? I know he wants me to stay open. I know he wants me to draw closer. In these messages that God is having me speak, that he is giving to me, I know that they're blessed and anointed, so they are called messages. That is the word. And I know that he's going to send me to the places he wants me to be, and he's going to send me to the people he wants me to see. And that just might be a poker game on a Thursday afternoon. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you in all things, in all ways. And always, we praise you. We glorify your name. We come to you. We know that you are our help. and we want to share that help with others. We are blessed, and we look to you for our strength and our help. And we look to you to show us the way to share that strength and that help with those in need. It's in the name of your Son that we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.